Hey, that cheerful voice on the phone this morning would be Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art. Howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa.
So I got some troubling news for you.
Oh, dear.
As you know, here at KUMD, we have a professional staff. And these are people who have, I have a degree in broadcast journalism. And
yes.
These are people who've been doing this for a long, long time. Both Christine Dean and I began in radio when we were in high school. And as such, we're not mathematicians, is what I'm saying, Annie. We're not mathematicians. And so we have not broken this $6,000 barrier. We're $7 short because Christine did the math wrong.
So close.
What would you say to encourage folks to go to the phone and make a pledge of at least
$7? How about we go $10?
Or
I believe is $3
or
$10 a month.
Or $10 a month or $7 a month for that matter.
Right.
If I was a mathematician, I could do that, but I'm not and I can't. So there you have
it. Too bad there's not 10 months in a year where you can just add a zero on.
Exactly.
KUMD, while your broadcasters are not mathematicians, they are wonderful people who bring you local important news. They have a understanding of what is going on in our community. They can play music that matches our mood as a general population. They can bring on guests that are thinking about interesting topics and engaging with interesting ideas right here in our own backyard. So if you want to have that kind of connection to your community, you can pledge to KUMD and be a part of it. You can be a part of this community conversation of radio. So that is my pitch to you all. You can go to the phones. You can do it online, which makes it super, super easy. You can just make it part of your morning
surfing.
List. Yes, exactly.
You know, maybe
it's an easy cross off.
Here's,
put it on your list.
Exactly.
Easy thing to cross off.
You know how you add stuff that you already did to your list just so that you
yes.
can already cross them off? And if maybe you wanted to say, okay, I'm going to dial back my social media a little bit because it makes me kind of twitchy, say to yourself, okay, 2 minutes less on social media of my choice, and instead I'm going to take that 2 minutes and click through and become a member of KUMD, and then I'm going to have my new KUMD coffee mug or my new KUMD t-shirt, my new sort of heathered purple t-shirt that says homemade, and it's got a nice big bowl of homemade soup with the letters floating in it, KUMD. How cool is that? Annie Dugan, on her farm, she and her husband are working on growing carrots in the shape of the letters K, U, M, and D. How is that project going, Annie?
We have some lovely carrots and that usually grow in straight lines. But what is great is that you can also take them apart and put them, you know, you can arrange them in whatever letters you want. So you can even arrange them in support KUMD or KUMD.org. You can have, they're versatile.
I'm that really hoping that I get a photograph of KUMD in carrots within the next hour. I'm really, I'm counting on that photograph.
Now I have homework.
Yes, you do indeed. I'm just saying. So while people go to the phone and call 218-726-7181, you will do what you habitually do at this time, which is give us a rundown of what kinds of art stuff is going on this week.
It is a full week starting Tuesday at Bent Paddle. Bent Paddle is bringing you Craft on Draft, which I just think is really fun. They are looking around and sharing the stories of other makers in their community. So this is on Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. They are bringing you Karin Kramer. Karin is the brains and the brawn because ceramic arts does take brawn and the creative genius behind Duluth Pottery. So she is going to be at Bent Paddle. They'll from 6 to 6:30, there's sort of like a meet and greet, you know, get a cocktail, meet Karin, chat with her a little bit. And then 6:30 to 7:30 is a live demo. So she's going to actually have a wheel there. She will be doing throwing there for everyone to watch. It is, you know, I think you talk about social media, and one of the things that gets shared a lot sort of almost becomes meditative is watching people throw pots. So you find yourself sort of sucked in on social media, but watching it live is just so powerful. So she will be doing a live demo, throwing pots. And then from 7:30 to 8, she's going to talk about it. So I think I love this pairing between ceramics and beer, because that is a very long history. Clay pots and beer have been living together and working together for quite some time. And Karin's going to talk about that history, but then also talk about her unique story and how she came to be doing what she is doing. Then Wednesday at Zeitgeist Atrium, there is an opening from 5 to 7 in honor of National Crime Victims Rights Week. So there are artists who are commenting on the theme. So I guess every year they do an exhibition, an art exhibition. And this year they're talking about honoring our past. So they're looking at victim services, how our justice system has been, what the history of that is, and how, looking forward, how victim services can be a central part and a trauma-informed aspect of our justice system. So that is 5 to 7 on Wednesday. Thursday at the Tweed Museum from 6 to 8 p.m. is a really dynamo panel of Native American artists speaking on the show Intersections. Steve Primo, Deani Whitehawk, and Karen Savage Blue. These figures are just amazing. Deani Whitehawk, I think, is one of the most brilliant minds and artists working today, and she just so happens to be in Minnesota. So the three of them will speak. They'll be moderated by Jill Dorfler. Jill Dorfler is a professor at UMD and just has done an amazing job with American Indian Resource Center there. So it's going to be a fascinating conversation, and one that I think is going to be really important for our community. So that is Thursday at the Tweed. Friday is a doubleheader. You start out, you're going to go to ACO to see their exhibition and photo, water bar. We Are Water is the name of the show, and they are bringing together art. Here's what I love. I love a lot of things about ACO, but one of the things I love is how integrated art is into everything they do. So we say art exhibition, but it's so much more than that. So they are having a cell phone photo contest on view, but they are also having wild rice dishes. You can taste all of these different. They've been taking folks who are interested in wild rice and all the different ways it can be prepared, and presenting an array of wild rice dishes. And then Water Bar will be there. So Water Bar is an organization in the Twin Cities. They actually have a bar, a storefront bar, where you can come in and taste water from all over the state, all over the region. And they will have a little pop-up water bar on site that evening, which I think, you know, I love what Water Bar does. They work with a lot of different artists to bring attention to water. They work with community. They build community around water, you know, this really basic thing that we all have to have and that we are all made up of. You know, slowing us down and really making us think about that. So they will be there to talk about this really basic element in our lives, water. And then after Water Bar, you can get hydrated and head on over to the Prove. And the Prove is presenting an exhibition called Honestly, Though. It is curated by the amazing curators Jamie Ratliff, Flo Metamoros at the Prove Gallery. And it's an exhibition about this, I love this quote, so I'm going to use it directly from their description, the revolutionary nature of vulnerability. This idea that being raw and being honest and being completely transparent about our truth is incredibly important. It's important for relationships. There's so many power relationships in art between subject and artist, artist and public. And they are presenting artists that are confronting that and using visual and textual intimacy to connect with their viewers, to connect with themselves. It's a really great mashup of there's a couple local artists. Heidi Blunt is in the show. There's some ceramic artists from the city. Meg Brown is just absolutely stunning. There's a Chicago photographer, Marissa Klug. But it is, I will learn because she will be there at the opening as well. So it is a great week in art for everyone in the community, for sure.
You know, are you ever kind of, you come from a big town originally, you're Chicago area, right?
Well, Ann Arbor, but my I have spent time in Chicago, yes.
I guess I was thinking about all of your wonderful trips to Chicago to see art, and that's kind of where my head was. Does it ever amaze slash delight you that a community as comparatively small as the Twin Ports is just, I mean, you can hardly swing a CD without hitting an artist.
It's amazing. It is really incredible. I was chatting with a woman on Friday from, and no disrespect to Green Bay, but she said, you know, she was from Duluth. She moved to Green Bay thinking, oh, you know, similar size, on the water, you know, there'll be an arts community. And she says that's something that she, you know, she loves Green Bay. It's great, but she really misses the just incredible rich arts community that we have here in the Twin Ports. And so I think we can take it for granted, but we certainly shouldn't take it for granted because it really is phenomenal. I think that, you know, we have a critical mass of thinkers, of participants. You know, I think it's both artists themselves, but also art going public. I think we have people who are curious, and that's important. So it is the artist making the art, and it's also the people supporting them.
It's really interesting when you start to ask yourself, why does one community become a hotbed for artists and perhaps another community doesn't? And it would seem that there would be, to an extent, a snowball effect, that at some point people would say, well, you know, I'm going to move to Duluth because all the artists live there. Or, you know, there are so many artists that live in Duluth, and that's really a thriving art community. But obviously you need to not only have the art creators, but there needs to be some consumption going on also in order for the community to achieve that, you know, that perfect balance.
Absolutely. And you know what, a big part of that too, Lisa, is the kind of media and discussion around arts that there is. And I think that's one of the things that KUMD does, is that you have Maya's does an amazing job with interviewing artists every week. You have me on the radio once a week to talk about the events that are going on. You have a discussion around what is happening here in arts and what is happening locally in arts. And I think that kind of coverage of art is something that is also really vital and important.
And then, of course, we've got Art Week coming up, you know, with the Park Point Art Festival. And so we do spend a lot of time talking about art. And that's one of the things that people do really appreciate, is that kind of coverage here on KUMD. Now, your local commercial radio station has got fabulous things, no doubt, to recommend it. It also has commercials, and chances are they're not talking about a lot of art on your local Top 40 station or your local country station. I could be wrong, but I just kind of don't think that's really that's not really their niche. This is our niche.
Probably not a core value. Exactly.
Probably not. And if the core values that you can kind of extrapolate from KUMD's programming match up with yours, we'd like to hear from you this morning. 218-726-7181. Annie, you are a peachy peach. We'll talk to you again next week. And thanks, as always, for being a longtime volunteer here at KUMD. When we talk about the volunteers that share their expertise and share their passion, Northland Morning has such an incredibly rich, rich roster of people who have been with this program practically since the beginning, and offering their expertise and their knowledge and their passion to you, and doing it for absolutely nothing, which is kind of amazing when you think about it.
I'm happy to do it, and I'm happy to be a member of KUMD as well.
And you also mentioned that you are a sustainer, so that you don't have to worry about remembering to make your membership pledge.
I have enough things to do on my list that I don't want to have to remember to give to my local radio station, so I make it easy, easy, easy to give, because it is important So I am a sustaining member of KUMD, and I'm very proud about that.
So if you have not yet made that phone call, if you have not yet made that decision to become a sustaining member of KUMD at whatever level works for you, $5 a month, $7 a month right now would be super, super nice because of this whole $7 math error thing. $10 a month, $12.50, $15, whatever works for you, go to the phone and make that phone call. Annie, I don't suppose you have the phone number still memorized, do you?
726-7181, perhaps.
You rock!
Yay!
Annie, thanks a million. We'll talk again next week, all right?
Bye.
Annie Dugan is the longtime host of Where's Art here on KUMD. It's a regular feature of Monday at 8:20 on Northland Morning.